o'clock hour
of the pudding edition and the t-shirt cannon edition of Wilde and Tausch continues. Jesse, you're going to get NFL power rankings in come hell or high water, right?
Well, I mean, you know it's my favorite thing that we do every week, no matter how much it annoys
before,
old
before
T.
We do that, though, I'm not getting into analytics. Jason, and I'm being serious, this guy called Jesse, I think I screwed his first name up.
Yeah, Tim in Oregon.
Tim.
I wanted to clarify.
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified. Tim in Oregon. Oregon.
Tim in Oregon.
Every time I said Oregon, out in Oregon, I was thinking Oregon. So, but that's neither here nor there. He's basically said everybody on this station, and basically Packers media, correct me if I'm wrong, Jel, it's a negative operation towards the G&G right now.
He was specifically talking about ESPN Wisconsin's
shows. I don't feel like I've been negative. I feel like I've analyzed and then I have said, we're going to be aight. Now, I don't know if we're still going to be Super Bowl aight.
What does aight mean?
If I may. How do you like getting if I made, since that's your go-to? You like that? How you like that? Huh? I don't know that loss. I need to see that the Green Bay Packers are going to be able to overcome that, and I don't know until I see it. I still believe this defense is going to lead it. I still believe that if you get a lead, Mike is going to shut it down. And I think this. I think the defense is going to start getting some turnovers, and you're going to see a little bounce. But you just lost to a pretty average team at home. It's really hard to be overly positive about that. Now it's Wednesday. I'm through. I'm done bargaining. I've accepted. I'm moving it on. I'm rossing it. And I'm accepting that. Now, this is a big boy game this weekend. No, there ain't going to be any trap game, any of that foolish talk. You're going to have a highly motivated football team playing at home against the defending world's champions. And if this game doesn't go well, you're going to hear a lot more negativity. But as far as my overall purview of this team, it dipped a little with the injury to Tuck and that loss, but I still believe they can win the division. I still believe they can. And I don't want to just sit here and be Johnny cheerleader on everything either. Like I don't know if Tim's thoughts are a lot of Packer fans' thoughts about how different shows on our station approach things. I feel like I've been pretty fair.
Okay, I'm bored with this soliloquy.
Boy, that really bothered you, didn't it?
It did. So, don't admit, just...
I'm not saying a word. Not saying a word. Yeah.
Just sit there and eat your pudding. I can't speak for Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, or Homer, or KBN, or the damn sports show, or Jim, Matt, and Molly. If you were listening, and Tim, feel free to call. You have the number. The Carbless Talk and Text Line, 844-770-3776.
It's not Monday. Just Monday.
The phone still works.
In fairness, he did call. He just talked off air with me.
Well, okay. But if you're going to levy this kind of an accusation.
I want you to boo on air, not at a bar.
Yeah. Look, Homer already said it. First of all, I think we have been actually comparatively more positive. But if they just lose to the Carolina Panthers and play like Garbanzo and Tucker Kraft is healthy as a horse afterward, there's no way the negativity is to this degree.
Agree.
Tim.
Yes, I agree.
I'm sorry, but they lost the guy that the previous week had 7 catches for 143 yards and 2 touchdowns, 131 yards after the catch. The guy who makes their offense go, along with Josh Jacobs, who has not made it go to the same degree as last year, and now he's done for the season. As much as I would like to be merry sunshine for you, Tim, if Tucker Kraft isn't hurt in this game, we are criticizing them for losing at home to a theoretically inferior opponent, although they both have the same number of wins now with 5.
Well,
but the
weird
bottom line is the negativity comes from what does losing Tucker Kraft mean for your Super Bowl chances? And to me, I think they still have enough talent, like Tausch is saying, to be in the playoffs. I don't think the bottom fell out here. But if the whole idea is to win a title and it's urgency and you traded for Micah Parsons and it's time for Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love to come through in a big-time playoff game, aside from the one game they won in Dallas, losing Tucker Kraft makes that infinitely harder. I'm sorry that that is being viewed as negative in both Oregon and in Oregon. But that's the reality. Can they still win a bunch of games? Yes. Could they win on Monday night? Yes. If I was a Packers fan, would I prefer that the Eagles were not coming off of a bye week and getting healthy? Yes.
And traded for three new players.
Would I prefer that this does not become a sound graph? Yes.
Of course,
but
it wouldn't.
This is the reality. So come on, man.
Come on, Tim, is what you're saying. Come on, Tim.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. Like, I don't understand how much more positive we can be when you lose Tucker Kraft. Don't get it. So
I will echo the Tucker Kraft part of it. That was the devastation, even more so than the loss on Sunday when that news initially broke. I think Rap Sheet broke it. That hurts. We don't know how you replace that. And they'll find different ways to move the football. But in an offense that has been very inconsistent almost, you know, for a big chunk of this season, that's a huge thing to overcome. And to say that it's not going to be, you might as well just be an ostrich and shove your face and that little beak of yours down in the sand, because it's not going to be what it's going to be. So now this is where Matt LaFleur earns his money. And you know what? Matt LaFleur, I think his best moment as the football coach at a G&G was in Tennessee. Was it either Tennessee or I think it was Tennessee last year, when he had to go on the road with a quarterback that was in his building 20 days, devised a scheme to go down and run the football like a dog. And they came out of there with two wins with Malik as their quarterback, and he hadn't even in the program. So Matt LaFleur, hey, baby, you're taking a lot of heat this week. You know what happens when players take a lot of heat? They usually bow up. Matt LaFleur, you've taken about as much shrapnel as I've heard since a tough postseason loss. This is about as much shrapnel. There are people saying he's not going to get a new deal. He's going to be gone. Oh, he's probably not hearing it, but somebody's telling him. This would be a heck of a week for Matt LaFleur to scheme up and get Musgrave 80 yards and Golden to have a big day. Jordan, and to just go crazy on offense and say, yeah, we missed Tucker, but you know what? We got the guys, and we got the scheme, and we got the coaches to make this thing go.
We got the touch.
Yeah. This week will be a great test for Matt LaFleur to see how he responds, because for the longest time, Matt LaFleur had no regular season adversity as a coach. He went 3 years with Nunca. Now, postseason's a different animal. But he went, and the postseason, you get the criticism, and then everybody goes away. Here, you take it, and you hear about it. You got you knuckleheads up there asking him all these questions. He does a postseason presser, and he's deuces, B. Now he's hearing it, and he's feeling it. How do you respond? Because you're going to ask your players to respond to adversity. I know that. Here's some adversity you have to respond to, and I'm excited to see how he does it.
All right, we need to play trivia, and we'll have to push Jesse's favorite pastime, NFL Power Rankings, Thursday now.
Jason, that was good stuff by you, man. A lot of people would say that's sound graphable.
Go ahead and sound. You can go ahead.
No, it was
knock
good.
Yourself out. No, it's fine. It was. I think.
Love when you get a little passionate about you.
Yeah, we have been, I think, comparatively more positive. Talking about they have a bunch of wide receivers. They have Luke Musgrave. I just think that it's reasonable. If I can't speak for the other shows, I don't know who Tim all listens to. I just think Tucker Kraft is such a, he is special. He is a field tilting player.
He was the best.
And when
tight
you lose
football,
those guys,
all pro, he would have been.
It's
an all
really
pro
hard. Yep. That's all.
I agree.
Before we ask for our callers for Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, Tausch needs to tell us about the Hard Rock Casino and how you too can go down there and play craps with Jesse.
Oh, Jelly and Coach A and Derek and Tark. They made that short 60-minute drive down to the Hard Rock Casino Rockford right off I-90. On the way down there, right down there. And you know what? I don't know if you guys went down, but you need to experience the high limit play. You need to head into the high limit room experience to deliver premium table games tailored for discerning players with enhanced game rules, including blackjack, where the dealer stands on a soft 17. Analytics will tell you that gives you a much better chance as a player. You'll also enjoy better odds, faster play, and the kind of authentic high limit action that sets the Hard Rock Casino Rockford apart from the others. Your next hand, oh, it could be your best. Your next roll, it could be your best. Your next sports book play, it could be your best. Visit the High Limit Room at Hard Rock Casino Rockford and rediscover your game on your terms and with your edge.
And I can confirm the UU Noodle Bar is outstanding.
Lish.
Had you lost a little bit there, would you have booed at the UU Noodle Bar?
I wouldn't have booed the UU Noodle Bar, but I might have like booed
the dice throwers. Right?
Coach or Derek gave me bad advice. Yeah, I would have considered it. Yeah.
Just a quick addendum to that rant. I would like to make sure I give a shout out to the wildly popular Mr. Irrelevant show. I left that off the rundown of all the various programs. I don't
know
how
Jesse's
negative.
Post-game show on volleyball?
Yeah, how about the volleyball pre-match and post-match show? Yeah.
If you talked Packers on it, yeah.
We don't.
How negative were you on the post-game on Friday night?
I will find a way to work the Packers in
tonight. You should have been negative on Friday night. That was there's a monster gap right now between Nebraska and us, like a big boy gap and a big girl gap.
We were disheartened. They bounced back nicely against Ohio State Sunday.
Ohio State stinks.
We were disheartened.
Ohio State stinks.
Wisconsin was competitive in the first set against Nebraska, and then things got away from them as the match went on.
The third one went down.
How far away from Nebraska right now?
Well, Nebraska's the only undefeated team in college.
No, they're great.
They are,
but Jesse,
really good.
We've been great. Now
I heard some stuff about how much the NIL money that's being funneled into Nebraska that might be a factor here from a few folks I was chatting with.
I think we're doing fine here. Like, are we really going to go that route in volleyball, too? Is that where we're at?
I don't know, man. I'm not saying that they're,
what
I'm
are
not,
you
saying
saying?
They're not spending.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that they've got some folks making some pretty good bank who aren't even playing for them right now, that they're not good enough to be on the floor.
Well, why don't
and
we
yet
go
they're
poach
still
them?
Ranking
Let's
some,
go poach them.
Well, that's, hey, you got to do what you got to do. That's not an area that I have any expertise in.
When I heard
in.
On the broadcast that they're saying that their number two team would beat most of the Big Ten teams, that makes me irritated.
Well, they're well paid.
What would you like to do about it?
My biggest disappointment was that Sydney's favorite player did not get to play in set three when I thought things were starting to get away from Jada Chernelia.
Hmm? Fuhrbringer?
No, she's hurt, and I would say that that's factoring into the gap as well.
Yeah.
Their freshman setter, I think, is probably someone who will be a very good setter, but that's a tough spot for her to be put in.
Oh, I said, you know how we're working the Packers in tonight? Charlie Furbringer being out for maybe the rest of this season, very
She's
similar
Tucker Kraft.
To Tucker Kraft being out for
I
the Green Bay Packers.
Wouldn't she be the Jordan Love of the team, though?
Well, yes, yeah. But Jordan
so
Love
that's
is healthy.
Not a good, not that's not a good comp.
I mean, right? if you're saying your best player
let's get
is...
To trivia. Okay.
Let's play some trivia. I'm bored with this. Jesse, which callers would you like for Wisconsin Geography Wednesday?
Let's do callers number 5 and number 11, because it's November 5th, and that's my birthday.
Have your parents gone out of town?
No, not yet. They're coming up tomorrow. We covered this already.
I know, but that's a good story. All right, caller, what was it again?
It's the date, Jason. 5 and 11.
Okay, 5 and 11. May 11th is apparently your birthday. Caller 5 and caller 11 for Wilde and Tausch Trivia. Caller 5 and caller 11 on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We'll play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
If he did, he is not one of our contestants.
Okay. Just kind of hoping. Well, we'll have to play with the contestants we've got on Jesse's birthday. Time now for trivia.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 meal deal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie. All for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app.
Let's welcome in our contestants first. It is a first-time contestant.
Let's go.
Jesse, do you feel like you're like a step slow? You're a year older now on your button pushing?
I feel like you're a little off your game. I'm a move behind right now. I'm working through some things back here. We're good.
Okay. Well, let's welcome in our first-time contestant. It is Randy in Lodi, stuck in Lodi again. Randy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you guys doing?
Great. Wish Jesse a happy birthday when you called.
No, I didn't. Happy birthday,
okay, good.
Jesse.
No. You,
thanks,
no.
Randy.
You did the right thing. No, you didn't. And then let's welcome in caller 11. It is Bill in New Berlin. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Did you wish Jesse a happy birthday?
I did not.
Okay,
did not,
good. Yeah, don't stop birthday. Right there. Okay,
yeah,
good
it feels
job.
Like we're kind of forcing
thanks,
people.
Bill. No, I'm trying to prevent the. I was congratulating them on not wishing them a happy birthday.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go.
Not very nice.
It is Wilde and Tausch, Wisconsin Geography Wednesday Trivia. We begin in Lodi with Randy. Randy, question number one is this. Happy birthday, Jesse!
Oh, God. Who wrote these?
Up North Joe. In which Wisconsin city did our lackadaisical step-behind producer go to high school?
That's not what that says.
Did he go to high school in Muskego, Oak Creek, or Beaver Dam? He's such a bad producer.
I gotta go with A, Muskego.
Jeez, you are correct.
Boys are harsh on you, Jell.
Only one person here is harsh on me. These questions were worded differently.
His name is Ashton Rotman.
Yeah.
All right, that is correct. Muskego is correct. Bill, your turn. Happy birthday, Jesse.
Oh, thanks.
This is why I asked. In which Wisconsin city does our self-centered producer currently live?
Doesn't say that either.
Does he live in Sun Prairie, Verona, or Crivitz, since he spends more work days there than in the office?
I'm sorry to say that I just don't know this off the top of my head. I'm gonna say Sun Prairie.
They nailed it.
Well done. Good job.
Okay, we're having some musty mac and cheese tomorrow night, it sounds like, over at Jell's place.
Musty mac in the Instapot.
I think we have now completed the Jesse Nelson birthday portion of our trivia
question.
Don't know about that.
That's all that I can see. But, you know, the first two questions were altered, so you never know what's going to happen the rest of the way.
All right, question number two, Randy, is this. A latitude in the lead. Which of these Wisconsin lakes is located farthest north? Farthest north. Is it Lake Delton, Lake Koshkonong or Lake Winneconne?
I know it ain't Koshkonong. I'm going to go with Lake Winneconne.
Let's go!
Well done.
Well done indeed. All right, question two, Bill. A longitudinally, which of these Wisconsin lakes is located farthest west? Farthest west. Is it Lake Butamore, or as it is referred to in our car, Buddy Des Mortis? Okauchee Lake, or Lake Onalaska?
I'm going to guess Lake Onalaska.
Nailed it.
Western portion of the state, indeed. Well done. Two for two for you as well.
Hey, guys.
Bill.
Hey, guys. Been a while. Perfect week.
Are we on okay. a perfect week already?
Perfect week is in play. Well,
let's go.
Okay. Randy, he just put the whammy on you, and he did it on purpose.
I know he did.
So.
That's okay.
I'm here to wish you the absolute best of luck to overcome the birthday boy.
Scared money don't make money.
Question three is this for you. Door County Cherryland Airport is located in which of these Door County cities? Is it located in Sturgeon Bay, Carlsville, or Egg Harbor?
Wow. What was the first
I'll give you the
again?
Choices. I'll give you the choices again.
Tough one.
Sturgeon Bay, Carlsville, or Egg Harbor.
Well, I know Egg Harbor is in Door County, but I've been there and I don't recall an airport there. But let's go with Egg Harbor.
Wait, what?
Sturgeon Bay, right?
Sturgeon Bay. I don't want to second guess you like Matt LaFleur here. I've been to Door County. I've been to Egg Harbor. I don't remember an airport there, so I'm going to say Egg Harbor.
Well, you know, it's a small county, and I thought maybe a little small, little puddle jumper airport, but my other guess is Sturgeon Bay.
I think it is still a small puddle jumper airport, but nevertheless, it is located
right.
in Sturgeon Bay. And I blame Jesse, Randy, so don't take it personally. All right, question three for you, Bill, is this. Which of these is not, emphasis on not, the name of a real community located in Door County? Okay, one of these is fictional. Two of them are real. Is the fictional one Gills Rock, Fish Creek, or Muskie Bay?
Another bit of a guess here. I'm going to go with the first one, Gills.
Gills Rock is not fictional. And Fish Creek,
that's way
well,
up
Fish
there.
Creek.
Gills Rock is way
that's
up.
Like right at the tippy top.
Right at the peninsula.
Muskie Bay is the one that Jesse made up. So just for those of you scoring at home, Jesse said we had a perfect week going. And then both of you got your final question wrong.
That is how that shook out, yes.
Yep.
Nevertheless, you both got two right, which means you got three of the possible four
entries.
You think
if they wished Jesse a happy birthday, he would have gotten all of them
right?
I think
we just found Door County was a bit of a blind spot for some of
Seems
our contestants.
That way, yeah.
Maybe we're going to have to do more Door County questions so everyone gets to know it.
Because you'd
more.
Like to see people get more wrong. That's how you work, yes. Randy,
great little ice cream stand right on the corner of when you're heading up north on the peninsula.
Like a blueberry pies there?
No, they got ice cream, though. I don't remember the name of it. You know,
they're grandfathered in on the ice cream advertising, and they still didn't get any love. Randy, we appreciate you playing. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Great show. Love listening to you guys.
I love you guys.
Thank you, Randy.
We appreciate that, and we love Randy.
And thank you, Bill. We appreciate you as well, and I'm sorry that Gills Rack turned out to be incorrect. Thanks for playing, bud.
No, thanks, guys. Go Pack, go.
Did you say
that
Gil's
is,
rack?
Wilde and Tausch trivia.
He did not say that.
I thought he said Gil's rack.
He did not.
Okay.
That is Wilde and Tausch trivia presented by Cousins. Gil's rack.
I don't know why you think he would say that.
I don't know either. I heard they got a good airport up there.
Cherryland.
Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
It's time to hear more from the birthday boy. It's time for Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
So every time it's someone's birthday, they send around this little note where you answer 5 questions and then they send it out to the team. And that's like...
Yeah, I deleted that.
Yeah, you're part of your birthday celebration. Well, since you deleted it, here's what I'm going to do.
Would you like balloons?
No.
What would you like our team to do for you?
Coffee.
You just want a coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty easy. Okay.
There's no way he just wants a coffee.
Well, why would he say that then, Jason? You say what you mean what you say. He Words matter, somebody to told me stuff. One time. Oh, okay. So you think Jesse's a liar. Fair enough.
Yep. Whoa, Nelly!
So I want to know, alternating back and forth, how you guys would answer these questions. Because I didn't really enjoy answering them, but if you have to, it's your
So you want us to answer them? It's on our birthday.
Yep. Tausch, what's your ideal birthday meal?
Sushi.
Me too. Oh, that's exactly what I was going to say.
All right, one on the board. If your birthday had a signature cocktail, what would it be called?
Tauschatito.
Okay. What's in it?
It'd be a little jalapeno, a little cranberry. We'd mix it up and obviously Tito's.
Tauschatito.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine would be called the Orange Dream Bubbler.
Ah, nice. Love a good bubbler. What celebrity would you
are
invite?
You ask, are you going to answer and tell the people what
oh,
it's
sure.
actually your
well,
birthday?
Well, the first the birthday meal, I said I'd go to my favorite spot in Sun Prairie that I go with Tier 1 Tyler and play trivia. So
that's cute.
That's my birthday meal. The birthday signature.
North and South?
The birthday signature cocktail I called the Hall Monitor, and it would be water. Oh, that's pretty good. Thank you. What celebrity...
That's not funny.
Thank you. What celebrity would you invite to your birthday party?
Jesse
Ooh.
Nelson.
Ooh.
You know who I said?
I would say... I want to hang with Giannis.
Ah. He'd be fun to have at a birthday party.
I think so, too.
George Clooney.
Why?
I've been compared to him once or twice.
Oh, snap.
No. He seems like an interesting guy.
I said Barry Alvarez.
Kabuna Par.
Your birthday wish was
We basically
granted.
Hung out for my birthday the other day, yeah. It's Tarek's birthday this week, too. So big birthday
His answers
week.
Were lame.
If you could, I think the questions were lame. If you could teleport anywhere for your birthday, where would you go?
I want to go to a safari. So I'd want to be teleported because that's a long flight. So, you know, it'd be great to go to California, but because of the length of flight, safari time for me.
Okay.
I would like to be teleported to England, Scotland, and Wales with Colette.
Yeah.
Text the word travel to 844-770-3776 for more information, or go to the website ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com, not to be confused with ESPNMilwaukeeTeleportation.com.
I said I'd gather all my college friends and we'd teleport to our favorite Irish
Detroit.
Pub. Our favorite Irish pub in Peoria. Run it back at the old college stomping grounds.
So you're telling me you get the option of teleporting, which is an unbelievable thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you would take where you could take a 5-hour drive, you're going to teleport instead.
Yep. That's what he said.
Well, if it's just like, I misinterpret?
How do we feel about the answers now?
Did I misinterpret the question? Like, if it's just teleporting for your birthday, it's like it's not like you're going on an entire week-long trip.
Hey,
you're
don't just get all defensive about it.
Popping I think it's in, popping out.
It is so absurd that like, somebody's at a teleport and they're going to say, I'd like to teleport over to Verona.
Peoria.
I want to head over to Verona. I don't want to deal with that Beltline traffic.
Well,
so
depending on the time of day, it might work
there.
Out pretty well, yeah.
All right. Hey, it's your life, dude.
What's one thing you're looking forward to in your next year around the sun is the last question.
I mean, I'm going to... You want me to just give you the corny, like,
no.
I just want to see my family grow up.
No,
that's boring. Because that's what that is what I'm looking for.
I'm bored by that.
I know who you are. Why don't you go boo at a board?
Go boo at a bar.
Boo at a board?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's bored. He said, I should go boo at that board. Yeah.
I said the Milwaukee Brewers winning the 2026 World Series.
That'd be great. That'd be ideal.
I'm looking forward to my dog not barking during
That's
the race.
Fair.
Whoa, Nelly!
Would it be weird if I said, boy, Jason, you got a great dog there. I'm going to clone that dog.
I was going to bring that up.
I knew you were.
But it wasn't one of the 5 birthday questions.
Nope,
would you clone your dog?
Tom Brady has shared that his dog is a clone of one of his previous dogs.
I'm not sure how many more years we're going to have on this earth. If I'm being honest. Do we have 100 years left from a civilization? Like, we're going down some crazy roads now. We're going down some crazy roads. I don't know if I want to get into this. I think I probably need to start my own pod on this if I really want to delve into it. And I kind of do. And I think I know the guy that I'm going to share it with. It's Big Cat. I think me and Big Cat could put together a heck of a pod.
Which one?
Civilization. Either one. Big Cat Chicago is a little more reach. Big Cat Milwaukee. Make some hay.
Big Cat, and Old T. Just to get both the big cats on.
BCOT, we'd call it. Bacot.
While you're waiting for that podcast to debut, you can listen to the new season of Behind the Bucks on the Bucks podcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HRN benefits consultant. Locked In, narrated by Bucks legend Marcus Johnson, takes you inside the team's pursuit of a championship. Hear from the Bucks stars on how competition is building chemistry and fueling another run to win it all. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Couple of notes from the YouTube comments before we go. Jesse's answers, Jacob says, we're making him the lamest person ever. So that's constructive. Jim.
What did I miss?
Wants us to
birthday
go,
answer.
Wants us to go back to the 4th and 8. Did LaFleur even mention the lack of execution and Dobbs probably was open at the 3-yard line, or was he just not throwing the offensive line under the bus? He did mention that they didn't block it up.
Yeah.
Which
pretty
is true.
Early pressure on that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the major problems.
What did analytics say about that, though?
The analytics
still.
Chris's analytics tell me that there are some great ice cream places in Door County that aren't partners, but since they serve ice cream, he'd like to mention them. Not Licked Yet in Fish Creek. I've been there. We went there with Uncle Mully once upon a time. That place is great. And then Wilson's in Ephraim. is also good. So if you're headed up to Door County and Chris would like you to stop by and get some ice cream for
I wonder if we have to start getting rid of this exemption. I think we've been too liberal with it.
No, I
think we have been. I do.
What?
No, I think we have. I'm just being honest.
This is where you're going
to
end the show.
Why are you going to draw the line?
This is what you're going to do this?
Not licked yet.
I don't want to.
Is what put you over the edge?
Wilson's is what put me over the edge.
All right, we got to go. We'll do it again tomorrow. We started talking about how we helped someone through a difficult time in their life, and we ended with, we're giving away too much free
advertising
for ice
cream. What a long, strange trip it's been.
This whole show is as predictable as pudding.
Happy birthday, Jesse. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.